from what my understanding says, from studying this for 30 years and also being trying, because of the study of this, to find ways to drop out of the syndrome individually. That is, apply self-awareness techniques to become aware of my part in the robotic, habitual, fearful, divided way in which human beings relate to themselves and relate to the planet. And it's what I'm saying, what I'm seeing is that a revolution, a kind of a revolution that has never happened in this world, because frankly, one of the things we've got to see is that revolutions that we call revolutions in this world are reactions. They're reactive. They're about, we don't like one thing, we throw them out. We don't like the rich aristocracy of France, we tear them down and throw them out. We replace them with a new aristocracy of Napoleonic France. We go into Russia, we throw down the Tsar. We replace him with apparitionic class.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And things don't really change. Just the musical chairs change, and people who are below become high, and high become low. But what visionaries, which I'm trying to collect in a new book, visionaries of a new humanity, that these many of them were in the crisis-filled 20th century, like Gurdjieff, Osho, Jay Krishnamurti, other mystics, who also made predictions. These, again, rebel prophets like Edgar Cayce that few people know about, but are really wonderful people, in my opinion, are talking about how there's this crisis coming where people, individuals, will have to choose whether they want to go down with the old humanity, which is set subconsciously, programmed, to self-destruct in many, many various ways, or they will embrace the unknown, be challenged by the difficult times we're entering, these heady, quick-paced times, find a way to slow down inside their being as the outside world becomes faster and faster. And there are prophecies that show that a very infinitesimally small number of people awakening in this planet, less than 5% of the population, if they were to pursue actively their individual transformation. There are some theories in Eastern mysticism and others that say the whole world, just like you've probably heard about the chakras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the whole human race has a body, and it has 7 chakras as well. And they will tell you that if we can move through love and awareness, individual by individual, create a critical mass, a chain reaction, we can, as few as 200 people in the world having this phenomenon happen to them, can change the climate collectively of the world. People people who are unconscious of it will not know about it, but they will also find themselves not so predisposed to be negative against each other, to be destructive, to be fearful. It'll just, as if the climate, the psychic climate, the misery field of humanity started to soften and became a consciousness field, what some mystics like Adida have called a God field, or what Osho called a Buddha field. A field of awareness can be exuded like a climate over the world. Now, I've been, in my travels, to places, to mystical organizations of people who have tried to live in community in that kind of field beyond the regular misery field, sleepy, unconscious field that we all kind of automaton our way through.
Does it work for them, John?
It does. The key is that people have to consciously try to create that climate, and that literally we do create climate with our, not so much with our thoughts, because the thoughts, they've been telling me in these different groups, are the problem. That I remember Robert Monroe used to write about in his amazing books about journeys out of the body,
right,
and far journeys, that there is an M band, he used to call it, the mind band. It is that, and in my own experiments as being part of his gateway program, when I did astral traveling experiments, it was intriguing to me to see that when I'd come out of my body, I had to pass through almost like a radio traffic of thought, of a noise, of like all the minds of the human race chattering and babbling,
Would you call them entities or just kind of conscious minds?
No, it's just simply that thought is thing. Thought. They're going to find that thoughts like radio waves are things. They exist. And that some mystics will tell you that the Earth is surrounded not only by an atmosphere, but by a psychosphere. Psycho might be the right
yeah.
word.
Tell me about it. It's in full motion right now, huh?
Yeah, and there are, and especially native peoples of Aboriginal peoples of the world, the fourth world as they're called, are much more connected to it. And they all, whether they're from Siberia or the Hopi lands or Australia, will tell you that around the early 90s there was going to be a spike in this, a rise, a critical mass of unconscious thinking. All the chattering and thoughts that we hear in our minds are flying around in an atmosphere, kind of a psycho-ecological atmosphere that is reaching a tapping out point where, and is one of the reasons why the world seems to be getting more crazy, why people are staring wide-eyed at real problems and just not getting it, because there is a certain critical mass. It's possible that at a certain point, this planet cannot, the psychosphere of this planet cannot sustain 6.3 billion people thinking and acting unconsciously. And so it's not just nature, and more mundane, physical and phenomenal nature that's starting to shake in its fever with earthquakes and rise its oceans and try to take care of and eradicate this overpopulation of human lemmings. But it is also on a higher plane, there seems to be a crisis of too many thoughts upsetting the psychic ecology of the planet. And what will counter this is what some people have called a Noah's Ark of consciousness.
And you believe that's going to happen, don't you?
I think more and more, now after 30 years of this, now, you know, I've been writing about the times we have entered for decades, and now we're in them. And now we're sailing in this desperate sea in search of, in this hurricane, of a calm eye in the storm. And it seems more and more to me that that calm eye is going to come from people finding a way to be serene, a serene effect of bliss without a cause. That we're trained that, you know, if you do something for me, or then I will be happy. If you love me, then I will be happy. My sense is that people in the future, as it gets darker and as the psychobabble gets worse, people are going to have to, out of survival, out of psychic survival, find happiness that has no cause, love that has no other.